This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
We can talk more about the horrifying story about ICE shackling 92 Somali alleged immigrants, and worse, doing more than just shackling them, apparently not even giving them access to any kind of food or water, and what else, Will? What else?
Well, the worst part, I think, is that, like, these are just people that they're just people who overstayed their visas, basically. Mm-hmm. They weren't picked up for criminal offenses, right, and these kind of things. They were just caught up in this dragnet, and they literally came here fleeing oppression and repression in a civil war torn government that civil war was created by our government, by the United States government to start with.
And now they might be sent back to that place.
And they're very, very clear about the fact that they could be killed and nobody cares.
Well, some people care, but they're generally not working for the government. So let's get back. We can get back to the rest of that story coming up here. But we actually have Matthew calling us from Pennsylvania to start things out here this hour. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sorry.
No, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the future of the Liberty Movement and the Libertarian Party. I believe the Libertarian Party needs to get more libertarian again and more principled.
Agreed. I also agree with that.
I will tell you, here in Pennsylvania this past weekend, we just nominated a Senate candidate for the Libertarian Party, and his name is Dale Kearns. Now, I'll tell you, he's pretty principled and has a solid message. And
cool.
We also elected a governor candidate. His name is Ken Korotchek, and he has a very solid message, too. I'm very excited.
That's good to know, because a lot of the libertarians have fallen away from their principle, have or never had it in the first place, and the national level party has been infiltrated by these, let's call them Republican lights, who want to come on and take over the reins of the third most popular political party in the United States and basically run it into the ground.
That's why I totally support.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, guys, and that's the reason I'm running for chair of the LNC this year.
Oh, are you?
Yes, sir, I am. I am running because I can't watch my party just fall by the wayside. We cannot have another rehab of 2016.
You don't want to see the Libertarian Party nominating some washed up Republican gubernatorial former governor people from different states.
Yeah. Well, who were your favorite candidates in 2016?
Well, it was Daryl Perry and Mr. McAfee, to be honest with you.
Those would have been much better choices for the presidential ticket of the Libertarian Party, unfortunately. They didn't succeed because of this ongoing infiltration. You know, I wish those of you who want to try to take back over the LP for principle, I really wish you the best. I hope that it works out for you. Personally, I'm not willing to do more than, you know, talk about it on the radio. I'm not going to spend any of my time going down to their convention and trying to duke it out with these unprincipled hacks.
I'm happy. happily promoting the new UIP.
Now, what is this?
The United Independent Party. Basically, uh-huh. Steve Curbell, who was a presidential candidate, one of the nomination candidates running against Johnson and Perry and McAfee.
But not a good one.
Well, he dropped out, uh-huh. and
didn't he throw his support behind Johnson?
Well, he joined the Johnson campaign and worked for the Johnson campaign throughout the campaign. And now, basically, he's started a new party, and, you know, it's very open about the fact that they're kind of liberty light, and that their number one goal, the most important thing, is winning elections. So I'm promoting them. I think it's a great idea that
they should get the unprincipled hacks from the Libertarian Party.
Well, I don't want to be mean and say horrible things.
Well,
about
I'm not
them
in the party, so I'll say whatever I want.
Well, I don't want them to. I don't want them to stay out of spite.
Yeah, they're going to stay anyway. See, I'm sorry. It's a great idea. I support the idea of siphoning them off. But the reason why they came in the first place is because the Libertarian Party is 40 years old, and they'd already done a lot of the groundwork and the footwork of securing ballot access in various different states. So it's much easier to come in and affect a political takeover, which is something that just happens in political movements. It's just a reality in the same way that the Free Staters are coming in and taking over the Republican and working on infiltrating the Democratic parties here in New Hampshire. The very same thing has happened to the Libertarians. So while the UIP thing is a good idea, if it does siphon some of them off, that's great. I wouldn't expect it to be any kind of significant reduction. It's going to be a brutal fight at the upcoming, what, year 2000 is when the big convention is going to happen?
No, it's in it's this year in NOLA.
What was I saying? Year 2000?
No, it's 2018. There's a big one that's coming up this year in 2018, and the worry is it's going to be like Portland in 2006 all over again.
See, I think that all you guys in the National Libertarian Party are wasting your time.
I'm retired.
Oh, did you?
I'm retired. Yeah, I retired years ago. I publicly retired a year ago.
Is that resigning or just retiring?
No, I retired.
Okay.
What are we supposed to do? Just sit and watch our party?
Move to New Hampshire, where you can actually have an effect. You can actually get Libertarians elected. Sorry, I was trying to answer your question. You asked what you were supposed to do. I've got a suggestion. I'm not going to tell anyone what they should do. But if you actually care about having liberty in your lifetime or, you know, within the next couple of lifetimes, the idea is move and concentrate Libertarians in one geographic area. We have proven that it works here in New Hampshire. We have seen the reverse happening here with success, meaning Libertarians are infiltrating the other political parties here and taking them over from the inside. That's happening here. It's certainly not happening anywhere else. We've had Libertarians actually, we have three Libertarians sitting in the state house right now. We have others who are very Libertarian who are there as Republicans and Democrats. So there's probably in total at least like 20 or so pretty principled Libertarians in the New Hampshire state house. So from a political aspect, we've got all kinds of wins under our belt. We've got an amazing level of activism here that's just unprecedented. There's more activism that you can do here in 1 week than there was in an entire year. Where I came from down in Florida, and I've checked back to see what Florida's like. It's still just as bad as it was 15 years ago. Just as bad.
Not only that, we're all kind of stacked on top of each other here. So, you know, like you've got the cryptocurrency store next door to the cryptocurrency accepting mosque that's just a mile down the road from the cryptocurrency accepting, you know, hippie-run head shop across the street from the burger joint that's a mile up the road from the place you can get your transmission fixed. Right down the road from the Libertarian radio station. I mean, it's liberty activists stacked on top of liberty activists on top of liberty activists.
And it makes a difference. Numbers make a difference.
You made a fair point. I can't argue with you.
Here's what I'd like you to do, Matthew, is take a moment out of maybe about an hour of your life, go to 101reasonsfilm.com and check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a very, very excellently produced, very good documentary film that goes
down. I already
have. You have. All right. So then you know that there's some really interesting reasons why New Hampshire is already the number one most free state. So instantly, by moving to New Hampshire, you're freer in a number of different ways. And you also
have
the...
I have joined the Shire.
And the Shire Society.
And I do plan on, in the future, moving to New Hampshire.
It's a solid plan.
And
thank you for the call tonight, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. So he mentioned the Shire Society. You can go to ShireSociety.com and you can sign the Shire Society Declaration. You don't have to. There's nobody tracking, you know, memberships there. There's no board of directors to make stupid decisions. It's just a declaration that was written back in 2010. It was signed by dozens of people in real life at what was then Porkfest back in 2010.
It now resides as the front of the pulpit in the church area of the Interfaith Center.
That's right, and it's a very nice framed version of that original signed Shire Society Declaration, which, again, you can see for yourself. There's photos of it actually over at ShireSociety.com. So check that out. And again, 101ReasonsFilm.com. If you're a libertarian, you're sick of losing, you really ought to be up here.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we got all kinds of cool features on our website. Be sure you drop on over there and check them out. And also, of course, we got some great sponsors, including Blink Home Security. You can get your Blink Protect system by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Super easy to set up. I mean, really, it couldn't be easier than this. I've been involved in home security system installs before, and I hate it because it's drilling holes, it's running wires, and I don't want to do that crap, and I don't want to pay somebody else to do it either just because it's expensive. So if you get the Blink home security system, it's wireless. You unbox it, you put the batteries in the cameras, and you put the cameras where you want them, and then you just do a quick setup with your Wi-Fi device like a tablet or a smartphone. They've got a little hub that basically transmits to all their cameras, and it's super fast and easy to set this thing up. I mean, really, I seriously could not get easier than it currently is. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL to get yours. Three Blink cams can be yours for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of their cameras. Let's continue here in a moment, but I do want to say Free Talk Live also brought to you by ForkFest. So we just talked about this during one of the breaks here tonight, because I had heard, and I want to give whoever thought of this credit, because it wasn't me, and I don't remember who it was. It was just one of those things that, you know, came into my consciousness somehow, and I know somebody out there thought this up, but it's great. Whoever it was, brilliant job. It's a play on ForkFest, which for years was the go-to event for libertarians from around the globe to come
and
to.
And crypto, truthfully.
Before
there was ever a blockchain conference,
right,
there was ForkFest, and that was where you went. If you wanted to use or learn about Bitcoin or meet Roger Ver.
He was there more than once.
Honest to God, Ian. I mean, you have to be truthful. To meet, like, the people that were promoting Bitcoin, then you had to go to ForkFest or Liberty Forum, but mostly ForkFest.
And all the vendors were taking Bitcoin at one time.
That's where I met Eric Voorhees.
Yeah, and he's the founder of Shapeshift.io. Yeah. So a lot of cryptocurrency people know those names. Charlie Schrem was at ForkFest for a few years. A lot of the big names in the early days of Bitcoin went to ForkFest.
Eric let me use his vending site for like 4 days.
That's awesome. He's a great guy.
You know,
and a former listener of maybe still currently, but former Free Talk Live amplifier and everything. So yeah, I mean this event goes way back a couple years ago. You know, and over time as things become larger and more popular, and you know, you put people in charge of it and it's run differently, and it's hard to keep the same level of expectation of anything that you create. I mean, there's always the sort of the ebb and flow of life and projects, and you know, can your event stay on top forever? Probably not. And the event is no longer on top. I wrote an article recently at freekeen.com. Apparently it ruffled some feathers. It wasn't my intention to ruffle feathers. It was just, hey, look, this event is no longer the must-attend event in the Liberty Sphere. As far as I'm concerned, that's now Anarchapulco. You know, that event has, within 4 years, hit the level of attendance that ForkFest took a decade to hit. And it's got a large variety of attendees, just like ForkFest had. But we're not done with having Liberty camping festivals in New Hampshire, and ForkFest certainly isn't done. It's still going. I mean, from what I hear, their registrations are up this year compared to where they were at last year. And so that's good news. And I wish the best to the event. I've never wanted to see it fail, you know, even when I was banned from the event. I still wrote an article at Free Keen saying, hey, I might be banned from the event, but you should still go to ForkFest. You know, it doesn't have Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party anymore. It's not the same event that it once was. But if you've never been to it, then you don't have a basis of comparison, and it'll probably still be a good time.
Well, yeah, a lot of the people that I know that have been, it's like their first time or their first year was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
this is great.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, but then you've got vendors who were there 5 years ago, and they're
and
like,
they can tell the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference. But
the number of attendees was down last year, from what I understand. The number of vendors was also down because you can't support as many food vendors, for instance, with half the attendees. And I don't know if it was half, but it was. Yeah.
Well, I one of the things I love about something like a ForkFest, you know, Somalia Fest or something like that, is, like before, when I first started getting into the Liberty community, it was getting to meet all those people, you know, like being like, I read Jeffrey Tucker and like liberty.me every day back then, you know, and
there he is.
You like shaking my hand
in the middle of June.
Gary Johnson back then. I was a fan of Gary Johnson, but it was before he went full on status, you know, back 2013. Who else? Larkin Rose,
yeah, or a bunch of them.
All these people that like I've read their books, I've met, and I wanted to meet them. And not only do you meet them, like you get to like hang out and eat a hot dog with them and their wife and their kids.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a cool thing. It was a cool event, and as I say, it's still out there. But some people decided they didn't want to support Porkfest anymore after again some decisions were made that were unpopular with some people, and those people have said, well, we still want to come to New Hampshire. You know, we still want to come hang out with other libertarians at a camping festival. So last year, some people, and I don't know who they were, came up with the idea of Somalia Fest. And we went. And Will, you were there.
It was Satoshi Nakamoto. It was his idea.
Or her, or whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is.
Satoshi Nakamoto, Cynthia.
But that came up, and then sort of at Somalia Fest, people started calling it different things. Yeah. So we started calling it Shire Fest, because Shire Society is sort of a competitor, if you will, to recruit libertarians to move to New Hampshire, a competitor with the Free State Project, a friendly competitor, but calling it Shire Fest. And then somebody else said, oh, well, we should all have our own fest. And so we, you know, like the Roger Paxton and his family were doing Paxton Fest. And then I had Jazzy Fest for my dog who was there, and everybody loved Jazzy. So, like, we all had our own fest. And so I think Fork Fest sort of embodies that whole concept of, hey, if you don't like it, just do your own thing. Or come here during these 4 days or whatever and do your own thing. You want to have speeches? We'll get a PA system and set up a stage, put a tent up, and, you know, have speeches. Nobody had speeches last year, so if you want to do that, go for it. You want to throw a rave like Will did?
We did.
Throw a damn rave. Put up a dome, get some speakers, and bring a laptop and start playing music.
Yeah, well, I don't even have to do it this year. You got Steven. He's got like a...
Yeah, but can he DJ?
I don't know. I mean,
you might have to do that,
though. Right? I hope not. I don't know. I don't know Steven's ability, but people seem to be enjoying him in Acapulco at whatever party they were throwing there.
They weren't there.
They weren't?
Talking about Steven Zeiler from anything?
Where were they? They were somewhere throwing a party.
I told them they needed to be there next year.
Yeah.
Because they totally missed out on Anarchapulco. And I think that Steven and Derek would love Anarchapulco. I think they'd have a blast there. So I told the first thing I did was when I got back, I said, Derek, you guys, you know, AnyPay, which is the competitor to BitPay in the world of cryptocurrency, merchant acceptance. There was so many crypto sponsors at Anarchapulco. It looked like a cryptocurrency convention. Everybody was talking about cryptocurrency, whether they were the crypto hippies or the crypto suits, everybody was into cryptocurrency, and it really felt like a crypto convention. Only one of the days was focused on crypto, but the whole weekend, that's what all the talk was. And so I was like, AnyPay should be sponsoring this event next year and, you know, get the word out about your app.
Why can't we do two or three crypto sponsors and rent the pavilion out for 2 days?
You can do whatever you want.
Fest.
It's Forkfest, man.
Make it like a real thing and promote it.
It doesn't have to be
like,
a week
why
thing.
Even,
it just be
why
anything.
Even have to sell tickets? Just get
there
some sponsors
no tickets.
And
there
be
are
like,
no tickets.
Hey.
If you want to attend Porkfest, you just get to rent the camping space from Rogers, and that's it. It's going to be like the 4 or 5 days before Porkfest, which starts on the 19th, so like June whatever through the 19th, basically.
Right on.
We'll figure all that out, though. We just literally, you know, talked about this tonight. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed. This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, this is one of those things where it's going to be a spontaneous creation, right? I mean, nobody can really say anybody's in charge of ForkFest.
Yeah.
So anybody who wants to, like you were saying, well, could we rent, the pavilion? I was like, you could do that.
Yeah.
You know, like if you wanted to rent the, because you're talking about the facilities.
Well, when I'm saying we, I mean like LRN.
Liberty Radio Network.
Or Free Talk Live, or Cult of Freedom and Free Talk Live
together.
Could
very well. Could very well.
I'd be happy to take some
long time ago
money.
Free Keen was one of the sponsors of the. We were the sponsor of the pavilion for years at Porkfest until somebody came along who I don't know who, you know, who made the decision to start effing with the longtime sponsors. But there was one year in particular where Porkfest's organizers decided they were going to go ahead and try to basically push out the long-term sponsors, because there was all this new money, the Bitcoin sponsorship that was knocking at the door, and it was like, well, let's see if we can make the old sponsors really uncomfortable and make them not want to be sponsoring us anymore, is kind of what it came down to boil it down. And it was unpleasant. It was.
Well, you don't have to make those kind of things unpleasant. You just say, look, you know, like we have these bigger sponsors, so we have to we have to, you know, the more money we make, the more successful the event can be. So, like, do you want to match these offers these bigger sponsors are offering, or do you not?
Yeah, were they like making that. Bigger offers, though?
It wasn't like that. It was more like, we're going to double the amount of money that we're charging you this year and give you less for it. And it was just like, and this is what they basically told to people who'd long time been sponsors, right? Like, you don't treat long time sponsors like that who keep coming back year after year as the base.
Yeah, I would say you kind of need to have like a year in the middle where you're like, okay, look, guys, next year we're going to have to make these decisions and this is why. And
it doesn't offend me to have prices go up, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. That year was like, I think it was like the decade anniversary or whatever.
First Porkfest, Porkfest X.
Yeah, and I'm like, look, I understand.
If the price goes up by double, then they have to be able to say, like, look, if you want to hold your spot, we've got another person offering this much for this spot. That would be okay, but it doesn't sound like that's what happened.
No,
they just decided to raise prices
without
having a sponsor on the table to actually fill the gap.
And they came along with new rules. There were these guys that were cooking, just doing epic cooking in the pavilion where all day from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. they were there cooking for people.
And it made people happy.
And they made people very, very happy. And they started putting extra rules on them. It was just like, let's drive these people out as well.
And eventually they shut it down entirely. They said, you can't use this big kitchen that's the only kitchen on the campground that's capable of basically serving everyone.
Right.
You know, with a clean, healthy environment, you know, rather than cooking out of a campsite.
And it's not my intention to,
excuse
you know.
Me very much.
I was one of the people cooking out of the campsite.
So do I. That's why we have tons of coolers and cooking space.
But it's not the same
tables.
As having a full kitchen, an industrial kitchen and two huge industrial refrigerators and a big flat stove, you know, like one of those.
Some of which they nickel plated flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember I was there one time while George was there and he never came back after that.
And there's a reason why.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't want to drag anybody through the mud. I'm not naming names or anything like that. It's just that as events get big and they get a little more hard to control and it just, things change. And I understand that. And if something is, you know, like it was the 10th one and so it's going to be a big event, right? The 10th one's a big, I get raising prices, but doubling them? You know, it's one thing to say, all right, we got to raise your price 10 or 20% or 25% even.
The vendors got hit like that 1 year too.
Doubled?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's why a lot of the vendors have been burned, too, because when we were there at Fest last year...
That was also the year that, like, the fallout with you happened, and, you know, vendors that were making $5,000 a year made, like, $2,200. And then you had people who were first-time vendors that were like, oh, I made a lot of money. It was great. And for them, I'm sure it was great.
Yeah.
But for other people who had been there and were...
perspective.
It had the perspective of, well, the last 2 years, I've actually made this much. And this year, it's a lot less. And I was expecting it to be this. And now these plans that I had, and I've got all this extra stock, and I got to lug all this crap home. And
10 years from now, it'll be called Ripple Fest. It'll be still serving Amanda's ice cream. And have absolutely nothing to do with freedom.
You're referring to, it's an inside joke, you're referring to Amanda Bolden, who was a former guest on Free Talk Live from these very events. We talked to her about her story, and she was a mover here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, supposedly a libertarian or an anarchist or something, who is now completely rejected.
Very, very outspoken anarchist libertarian at the time.
Has now completely rejected libertarianism, has turned against libertarianism,
Why, and I was making the comparison between Ripple, the cryptocurrency,
the
banking focused cryptocurrency that you know may or may not have a
may not be a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, or you know, it may be. I mean, I don't really know if they're being forced to or not, but they did hire this, the regulator who came up with a Bitcoin bill for the state.
They
of
brought
New York.
Him on the board of directors. Yeah,
yeah, and they brought him on the board of directors.
So what you're saying,
but
is
that by force? I don't know.
You're saying is you believe that Porkfest has sort of become a corrupt event from what it originally was.
Absolutely.
And it's not, it doesn't please me to say that. Yeah. I never wanted to see that event, you know.
Well, I don't know. Now I think we've got, I mean, you have to acknowledge, though, there's new leadership now, at least an interim type leadership. And you've got, Roger.
I love Roger
of
Paxton.
The Lava Flow podcast is, if there's few people that when I hear him speak that that I more think, oh yeah, he's an anarchist. You know, so
he's a great communicator for the ideas of liberty, and we had him on Free Talk Live from Shirefest last year, and he was awesome. I mean, it was, I'd love to have him on more often, but he lives on the seacoast and we live out here, so it's just, that's a whole world away.
So I'm hoping, I mean, I'm hearing when I talk to him, because I've been in negotiations with him for Call to Freedom and stuff like that with the media room and all that. Media room is supposedly officially coming back this year.
Okay.
They're just blowing the last 2 years worth of ticket sales out of the water and all this other stuff. So, you know, I'm hopeful that Roger is as good a marketer and organizer of an event as he is of his own podcast.
Yeah. And I think they, you know, they're good folks, and it's, as I said to him in a private conversation, you've been handed a struggling event, and they're doing the best they can, and like you said, they're getting more sign-ups this year than they did last year, so I think that's a good thing, and when, you know, again, there's no hard feelings here. Writing the article about Anarchapulco wasn't meant as an attack against Porkfest, it was meant as an endorsement of Anarchapulco as the must-attend event for libertarians. Well, that's just my opinion.
I thought it was really cool last year that you had so much crossover between the two events, and you even had people like Carla who showed up during Somalia Fest. Like, she showed up before Pork Fest. She's like the former president or former chair of the Free State Project, and she's at Somalia Fest with a cocktail.
Roger Paxton himself and his family were there throughout Somalia Fest, having their vacation in advance of the work they have to do to run the actual Pork Fest.
Exactly. So, you know what? I'm fairly sure that we'll probably see the same thing this year. And I love that there's not really, it's not really a competition between the two events. There's no like,
or Chris Cantwell.
Right. It's not like this animosity that you would normally see between two events with similar audiences.
No.
You know, usually there would be
some people who have that animosity, but I'm not one of them.
You don't see it expressed, though. You don't see people openly campaigning like, don't go to Somalia Fest, don't go to Port Fest, they're terrible.
I haven't seen it. I would hope people wouldn't do that because it's petty. You know, if there's one that you like better than the other, just go to that one.
Yeah.
If you want to go to both, go to both.
Yeah, I was about to say, or just be smart and go to both.
If your budget is tight, then go to Forkfest because there's no admittance fee. But there's also no scheduled, you know, events, right? Like, we don't have to pay to hire John Stossel. You know, nobody's going to throw $10,000 at John Stossel to have him come to Forkfest.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not going to happen. But there are going to be things happening there. So, for instance, our co-host, Jay Noon, he's getting married at Forkfest.
Yep.
And then last year, as I said, you threw a rave, and so who knows what's going to come about through decentralization, and that's one of the other differences between the two festivals, is no organizers and a set of organizers, and they have their ups and downs on both sides, there's no doubt about it. 855-450 Free Like Freedom will continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so don't forget you can Skype right in here and join us and talk about whatever you want. Skype username is lrn.fm. And I don't think I've mentioned this, but our Discord chat, which is available to you 24 hours a day, by the way. There's people chatting in there throughout the day.
We did mention it at the beginning of the show.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Discord.lrn.fm. Last I checked, there were over 400 members of the Discord. Now, I don't know if there's any way to see how many of them have, you know, come back a second time or have logged in within the last week. But a lot of people are involved in the Free Talk Live LRN Discord. There's different rooms for some of our different shows. So Call to Freedom has a room. So during your show, Will, there are people specifically talking in your room, and then during Free Talk Live, some of them move over to that room. But there's conversations about gaming, there's conversations about cryptocurrency, there's rooms specifically for these topics.
And we've got listeners that get paid, like when they win the free cryptocurrency call-ins
on your show,
on our show, they get paid on the Discord.
Really?
Yeah, they just send us their wallet right there on the Discord in a private message, and then we send them their coins right away.
So we're talking a lot about we didn't plan this, but it just kind of came up. We're talking about Forkfest and Porkfest, the two friendly competition. Right. You know, they're not competing directly with one another. They're not happening at the same time. In fact, they happen right up against one another in the summertime here in New Hampshire. And of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is Porkfest, and Forkfest is that festival that has forked away from Porkfest.
Is Forkfest SegWit compliant?
I don't know, but I bet you there's going to be some crypto accepting people there.
Oh, you can bet that.
At both of those festivals. And we have summoned Roger Paxton to the line here, who, from what I hear, has has been dealing with some unfortunate things in his basement recently. Roger, I appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
It's good to be here. I have been summoned, so I am here.
It's good to have you.
So are we calling it Fork Fest this year instead of Shire Fest? That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with it, man, but whoever it was, I love it. We were just talking about that.
Neat. Yeah, I like it a lot.
What happened in your basement? I heard you had some kind of pipe burst.
Yeah, we had a flood over the weekend. Apparently our sump tank or our sump pump just decided to stop working and let in 9 inches of water. We got up, no furnace. It was freezing cold. Wondering why it's so cold. We go to the basement to check on the furnace, and we're in 9 inches of water. It was a disaster.
Jeez, that sounds like it could be a little costly to clean that up.
Well, it certainly is. Thankfully, we've got really good insurance, and they're covering most of it, but it's been a nightmare getting it dealt with.
So, yeah, like I said, I appreciate you taking time out here tonight. You're the guy who, and you know, certainly longtime listeners know, you're a sometime guest co-host here on Free Talk Live. The last time we had you on was during what is now being called Fork Fest for this year. Last year it was called Somalia Fest and Shire Fest and Paxton Fest and Jazzy Fest and all kinds of things. And so what I was saying earlier is I think that whoever came up with Fork Fest is brilliant, because that's basically what we did last year, was everybody just kind of had their own fest, and whoever wants to do whatever they want to do, you want to have speakers, you want to have a party, you want to do, you know, throw a rave, do it. You know, you don't have to ask anybody's permission, maybe with the exception of Rogers Campground, the land supplier in that case.
And Pork Fest is very similar in that way. I mean, if you want to do, you know, a party on your campsite, you know, we're not going to tell you no, as long as you're, you know, being respectful of your neighbors and, you know, not keeping people up and all hours
of
the night.
You can't host it in the square area of Pork Fest Camp Zone. They don't like that kind of thing.
Right. Right. You might get shouted down a little bit.
There's an area for the partiers, and then there's an area for the, you know, the families that just want to have a nice quiet night.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, you know. Pork Fest is happening. Let's talk a little bit about Pork Fest and what's going on there, because, you know, all we have to look at is the website, but now we've got you. So Pork Fest, the dates are longer than they originally were announced. Last year there was a shorter date range. Do you guys rethought that?
Well, because, you know, if we do it really long, we get, you know, complaints that it's too long. We do it really short to compensate, then we get complaints it's too short. So now we're kind of meeting
everybody.
Right. So we're kind of meeting in the middle. It's going to be Tuesday through Sunday this week time instead of Wednesday through Sunday last time, to kind of meet that middle ground. But things are going great. I mean, early bird sales were tremendous. We're really excited about the number of sales we've got. We've already announced two big acts, and we've got several more, you know, announcements coming. Backwards.
Who are the biggies? What do you get?
So Backwards is going to be doing a Friday or Saturday night mega concert.
That sounds pretty cool. That's going back to some Pork Fest roots, because, I mean, did you have a mega concert last year? Because I didn't hear about
it. We had the 80s party, which has been a staple for a long time, and it was a blast. It was so much fun, but not a really huge musical act, so I'm really excited to bring that back.
That's cool.
And Eric July is also going to be speaking at the event, doing an actual speech on top of his their performance, which we're really excited about, because he's a brilliant individual.
All right.
We also announced just today that Ben Swan is going to be one of our keynote speakers.
Good choice.
So we're bringing him in. We're really excited about that, because I've never met the guy, so I'm really excited.
I got to meet him in Acapulco. Super nice guy. We had him on the show.
Nice. And we have several other announcements coming over the next few weeks. You know, now, as a matter of fact, I just got off a Pork Fest planning call right before I called you guys.
All right.
We're just really in the planning mode and getting a lot going on. So we're really excited about what's
happening. I'm glad that you're not prohibited from appearing on Free Talk Live to talk about Pork Fest. It's nice to have you.
I'm glad I'm not as well.
I imagine you wouldn't have put up with anything like that, even if they tried to tell you that. So.
Well, you know, look, you know how it goes. That's all I can say. But I am excited. Are you still coming to Fork Fest this year?
Hell yeah, man.
Awesome, awesome. Absolutely. I cannot wait to hang out, and maybe I can be on the show a little bit then.
You better believe it. I'm expecting you.
Absolutely. So just, that's a great question. Is there anybody, you know, Will, any of you guys, that, you know, who's somebody that you would love to see at Pork Fest? Because I'd love to make it happen.
Ian Freeman.
Oh, come on. Come on. That's not happening, unfortunately. Roger tried his best, and it's just, there's too many political forces at work within that organization. But,
well, you know, I clearly can't comment on that, being on the board of the Free State Project as well. But, I mean, seriously, though, of, you know, libertarian speakers, libertarian, you know, bands or whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear some feedback. You can shoot me an email at Roger. It's roger@porkfest.com.
Doug Stanhope.
That's who I would go for.
I would buy tickets, and then buy tickets for my friends in Connecticut and their family. If you could get
still
Doug
a free
Stanhope to come, I would buy six early bird tickets tomorrow.
He used
if you
to
could
be.
Get Doug Stanhope. Mm.
As far as I know, he still is. I don't think anything has changed that. So I think that's probably still the case. But yeah, that's a great idea. I'd love to see Doug Stamets.
I still want to see Penn Jillette anywhere in New Hampshire. I just, you know, whether it's at Porkfest or anything else. He's the toughest guy to get a hold of. I mean, I've always tried to get, you know, I've been successful at getting anybody on Free Talk Live except Penn Jillette. I got John Stossel.
The dude works six nights a week. Yeah, I mean, he's always working. So, I mean, yeah, he's going to be a tough get. But maybe one of these days. We put some feelers out, so we'll see. Yeah.
Ibrahim Anoba is in the U.S. He'd be pretty cool to see at an event.
I think he's called this show before.
Yeah, he's the the Nigerian liberty activist that, like, set up the LRN pirate broadcast and all that kind of stuff.
Love that.
I would love to have him because, I mean, those are cojones. Like, bigger than Rogers Campground. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are going to have to find a special stage just to put that man on. And as far as I know, he's in the U.S. right now working with the Cato Institute.
Roger, ticket price, early bird, what's the deal? What's going on right
now? Well, early bird is over, ended March 1st, but we've got $80 tickets for the regular admission, staying the same price as last year, and $230 for the VIP.
So hotel room's still available, campsite's still available.
Campsites are still available. We'll probably release some more hotel rooms as we go. We already released 8, and they were gone super quick in one day ready for them.
Yeah.
But we will be opening up some more later as we know what we need for volunteers. But you can get all the information at porkfest.com, and we will start updating our speakers list on that website soon.
Right on. Anything else you want to deliver tonight to our audience?
No, just definitely check it out, porkfest.com, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Right on. We'll look forward to seeing you early on, because you guys took a vacation last year in advance of Porkfest. Your family came up, chilled out for several days during Forkfest, or what will be called Forkfest.
Yep, and had a great time at Forkfest, Shirefest. That was a whole lot of fun, and I'm hoping I'll be able to spend as much time on Free Talk Live this time, but I'm going to be a lot busier this time. Being the producer is a lot of time.
What is your role different this year? Because I thought you were an organizer last year. Are you the organizer this time, and you were part of the group?
Yeah, my wife and I last year ran the main pavilion, so we did everything revolved around that. This year, my wife and I are the co-producers, the entire show is under our
pavilion. You get all the blame. Good luck.
That's exactly right.
All right, Roger, I'll let you get back to your night. Thanks for stopping in here on Free Talk Live, and it's nice to have your endorsement of Forkfest. I appreciate that.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow podcast and like a half a dozen other shows over at Pax Libertas Productions. That's the guy you want to talk to. So we'll continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. So there you go. Porkfest, June 19th through the 24th. Sounding like it's thrown back a bit, you know, getting a live musical act, big on stage. That's old school Porkfest right there. So I hope things do pan out there. And, of course, then Forkfest also happening beforehand, about the 4 or 5 days before that. So starting on the 14th going through the 18th. This is all in June. If you're looking for a great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire and meet some of the people of this amazing community of liberty-minded activists who have already moved here. This is going to be the event, the events at which you can do that. So check it out. There's no website for Forkfest, but you can go to forum.shiresociety.com, and you can join the Shire Society forum there, and there's a Forkfest sub-forum in there for discussions and such. We got hour number 3 on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.